You're listening to the Sound Atlas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Tommy Starr hanging out with you on the Sound Atlas, and in the studio with me today, we've got Jamie Resch. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So we're going to chit-chat a little bit about you and a little bit about the local music scene as far as, well, how you're involved. Is that cool?
Cool. Sounds good to me.
All right. First, if you would tell everybody where you were born.
Well, I was actually born in Bowling Green, but I grew up in Glasgow. So I went to school, elementary school through high school, Glasgow and Barron County.
Okay. So you're a Kentucky girl.
I am a Kentucky girl.
Uh-huh. You've lived here all your life? Have you ever moved away?
No, I lived in Charleston, South Carolina for around 10 years. Moved when I was 21-ish, and then moved back a couple of years ago.
Was that for a job or for a relationship?
Actually, no, it was kind of on a whim. I was just feeling a little bit stir crazy, so one day I packed up all my shit, put it in my car, and left.
Was it just like that, or did you kind of think about it a little bit?
Well, I had family friends who lived there. I'd visited a few times, really liked it. They offered a place for me to stay while I went and kind of got on my feet, found a job. I didn't expect to stay for that long, but ended up falling in love with it and got into music there too. So
you're out there from 21 till like your early 30s, and then you moved back to BG?
I did.
So what made you move back to Bowling Green?
Mostly probably family. All of my family is around here in this area, so it was just kind of felt like time to move back.
Yeah, kind of went out there, had a little bit of an adventure, said, yeah, this is kind of cool. Did you kind of miss Bowling Green a little bit?
That's a tricky question.
Okay.
I was having a lot of fun there, especially in my 20s. So I didn't miss it completely. I did miss my family, and I missed, certain aspects of it. But, you know, I was having a good time, and I was kind of discovering myself out there. So when it came to the point where I was missing it, I moved back.
Kind of proving to yourself that once you've got a couple of years behind you, like you were moving into your early 20s, that you wanted to go on a great adventure, and you kind of proved to yourself that you could do it. And then you were like, okay, I've kind of done this. I kind of miss my family, that kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay. Did you get involved with playing music there, or were you doing that before you left?
Actually, there, that was sort of the starting point of it for me. I grew up around music. My dad plays music, and, you know, I was around it my whole life. I could play the guitar a little bit, just here and there. But when I moved, I mean, this is before like everybody had an iPhone and technology, and I didn't know anybody, you know, Facebook wasn't even around at the time. So I had a lot of alone time when I first got there. And so, you know, I've always liked writing. So I started putting sort of words to music and then meeting people slowly as I was there who were in the music scene there and kind of like who helped foster that creativity in me.
Were you spending a lot of time maybe going to local clubs, seeing bands, and kind of seeing some local artists perform, stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. That was a big part of it for me there was, you know, it was a really good music scene, really cool community of people, too.
Who are you into musically? Like, you know, you grew up and you got into this particular person that sent you to this person. You know, you kind of the stepladder to the stars, as they say sometimes.
That is a really difficult question.
Okay.
I grew up kind of with mostly rock and roll influences. You know, my dad's really into rock music, like The Who, Lynyrd Skynyrd, that kind of thing.
Classic rock.
Classic rock, yeah. So I grew up with that kind of beaten into my brain. As I got older, I started getting more into, you know, like folksier, old country, that kind of thing that more or less meshed better with what I was writing myself and kind of matched up. So started identifying, you know, with like Kris Kristofferson and the John Prines of the world, that kind of thing.
You named a few off there, but how about a few more, like some favorite albums, some of your favorites?
Oh my gosh, this is like the hardest question. I'm just trying to envision right now what's on my record stack. Got Randy Newman there, which is kind of an odd thing. I think The Faces. I do love Lucinda Williams is a great female artist that's kind of been inspirational to me. If I had to pick a favorite genre, it might be old soul music, 60s soul stack stuff like that.
Wow.
That's more of my something kind of with a groove.
Yeah. Is that the kind of stuff when you're driving around in the car, you're listening to stuff like that?
Yeah, stuff like that or like J.J. Cale, sort of like a mellow groove.
That's kind of cool. Singer-songwriter. there, but not always. Dig the soul in there. So you're really a music lover.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm more of a music fan than a musician. At least that's how I would classify myself.
Now, you mentioned out in South Carolina, you got involved a little bit in playing music. Do you remember or can you think of like maybe the first time you performed, how that all came about?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember.
Okay.
It was terrifying. Well, it was awful. Sure. Fortunately, I had a couple of friends that I'd been playing with who forced me up there to do it. I mean, because that's, especially if it's your own music, it's a very vulnerable position to be in. It's scary as hell. Mm-hmm. And I had a little bit too much to drink. Not quite sure I made it through the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
There's one part, like, I'm visioning in my mind where I'm, like, sitting on the side of the stage with the tambourine in my hand, like, make this be over.
Yeah. There's half the song. I hope you like it. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a huge bruise on the side of my leg.
So you're really beating the hell out of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what you did? What the song was? Was it just one song?
It wasn't any of my songs. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I made it through, though.
Yeah. So you did it that one time, and then after that, did somehow, then I guess the nervousness kind of went away, or you were like, let me try this, maybe not so much to drink, or maybe a different venue, a different song. What is it that got you back?
It's a funny thing. I don't know if it's, if I'm a masochist or what it is, because I don't know what draws me to do it, because it terrifies me to this day.
Really?
Not like it did. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's always nerves involved and just being all eyes on you. And like, that's a lot of pressure.
Center of attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you get, you know, you start doing the same set over and over and you're comfortable with your players and it's more like you're going up and just rehearsing something without having to think about it, that's when the nerves kind of drop a little bit.
So you still have a little bit of stage fright today?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What do you do when you get like that? You mentioned drinking. Do you have a drink? I'm not trying to insinuate that maybe you're an alcoholic or something.
No,
I'm just trying to find out what is it that you do, you know, because some folks are listening and there's always folks that they've thought about doing that, but they're always like, they haven't been pushed enough like you were that first time. So I'm just curious what you did to kind of, or what you do to kind of get yourself to like, you know what, let's go.
You know, a little bit of a drink sometimes helps, a little bit of whiskey. Of course, that doesn't solve anything, but just making sure you're prepared. You know, you've got friends around you. Remind yourself to breathe. Mm-hmm. You've done it before. People have liked it before.
Yeah.
You're no worse off than you were before. So just get up there and do it. After the first song, or halfway through the first song, it kind of falls away.
Now, obviously, you get something out of it. There's some type of enjoyment because you keep doing it. You're nervous, but you keep doing it because you like it. What is it you like about it?
That's a tough question. I like writing, and I like sharing my art. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like, possibly part of it because it makes me nervous, I feel like I've accomplished something afterwards.
Is it somewhat like a roller coaster? You walk up, oh, this is like no good. And then when you get off, you're like, I kicked its
ass. The
relief
is so great that it's almost like being high.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You know, it just feels good. I feel like, you know, that wasn't easy for me to do and I did it.
Well, you kind of pat yourself on the back a little bit, huh?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, oh man, that was terrible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're all kind of rough on ourselves sometimes. It's the whole, we're our best friend or we're our worst enemy.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. What do you do for a living? What's your day gig?
I work in digital marketing, specifically SEM. So that's search engine marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So I work a lot with the Googles, that kind of thing.
So what exactly do you, I mean, what do you do when you go in? When you go in, you get there in the morning, you sit down at a desk and you start doing what? What are you looking for? What are you doing?
I mostly make ads for Google ads. So like if you're searching for something, I help a company kind of come up first in the search results. So you bid on certain keywords that people are searching for to kind of place you above your competitors.
I've seen news magazine shows where they talk about that. How folks can put something in and how that certain things rise to the top over others. You're involved in that.
Yeah. A lot of it's paid these days. Like, you know, you'll see a little thing that says ad beside it if you know it's paid advertising. And then, you know, there's an element to it that's organic too. You know, you put certain words in your website to make it trigger what people are searching for.
Yeah. So how did you get involved with that?
I don't know. I didn't go to school for marketing. I've had several jobs that were in marketing and sort of just fell into it.
Let's talk about jobs. What was your first paying gig where you got a paycheck?
I worked at an ice cream shop in Glasgow called The Scoop Shop.
I love that, The Scoop Shop.
Scoop Shop.
Almost every time I ask that question, what was your first job? The guys usually, well, I mowed lawns. I'm like, no. Not where you went to your neighbor's house and they gave you $5. Where you went and you punched in and you got a check. And yours was an ice cream shop.
Yep.
Now, we were talking before we got tape rolling here. You said that Fred from the Headhunters used to pop in once in a while.
Yes. He had a favorite booth he'd sit in and he'd eat ice cream.
Do you remember his favorite ice cream?
I don't. I feel like he kind of trailed off after I started working there. Not because of me, sure.
They probably just got really busy.
But that is interesting because once you work there for a while, you start recognizing these patterns with certain types of people getting certain types of ice cream.
That may have helped you in your current job somehow.
Maybe so.
Yeah. So ice cream shop, what else? Some other jobs that you've done.
Ice cream shop. I worked at a Starbucks in Charleston. I worked at a theater there called the Dock Street Theater. It's like the oldest, or built on the side of the oldest performance arts theater. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty spooky. It was part of the ghost tour too. So,
oh really?
Supposedly haunted.
Yeah. Well, a lot of things are supposedly haunted. Yeah. Wrapping back around to music, anything that you've done as far as a paying gig somehow incorporate your music, or got you more into music, or helped you somehow with your music?
Not that I can really think of. Okay. No, I feel like music, it's always been very separate from my job. Mm-hmm. Sort of have to compartmentalize them both. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times I've just worked so that I could afford to do things like music. And
so the job really is just to get the paycheck so you can pay the bills and to buy the guitar strings and such as that.
It has been, yes. Yeah.
As far as being paid as a performer, I'm sure you've had a few paying gigs.
I've had a few paying gigs, not anything spectacular.
Yeah. If it were spectacular, you'd probably quit the day job, wouldn't you?
I did open for Leon Russell once, so that was a highlight for me.
Where at?
In Charleston at the Poorhouse. Uh-huh. Charleston Poorhouse. So that might have been one of the bigger shows I've played as far as crowd and paying. And
how was that? Did you get to meet him?
I did not. Uh-huh. They walked him to the stage from his bus. Uh-huh. And walked him back to his bus from the stage.
Yeah.
And he had this huge piano keyboard thing up there with like a iMac or something with the text, the font, like huge. Uh-huh. So he could read the words while he played.
Yeah. Well, he's getting a little older.
Yeah. Bless him. Yeah. I love him. He's one of my favorite writers for sure.
Yeah. I think he's passed now, hasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that the only kind of big name that you've opened for?
I've played with lots of, let's see, Justin Townes Earl. I've played with quite a few people there. I'll have to go and think about it. That have since then either become big or were kind of on their way up at the time.
Do you feel like when you were living there, your music was kind of more happening than it is now? Or?
Oh, yes, definitely, for sure. Okay. I feel like I've kind of, well, one, I'm not that motivated about it right now. I haven't written in a long time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I had a set and steady band there. And then also, like I said, there's a really awesome community of musicians there. So, you know, if I was short somebody, I could just call up a friend and they'd show up. They knew my songs. You know, it was like, yeah, I was definitely doing it more actively there. Mm-hmm. Hosted lots of big events and benefit shows and that kind of thing, too.
Now, what kind of things are you doing here around Bowling Green as far as performing? Are you emceeing, hosting open mic nights, anything like that? What are you doing?
No, actually, I have been kind of a hermit lately as far as music is concerned. I had I played maybe like once a month at Tidballs or the A-Frame or something like that. But, I don't have like a steady band here. So it's come a little bit more cumbersome than not to try to just do it on the regular.
Now, you're not letting it go, are you? You're just slowing up for a minute,
trying to get some new inspiration, maybe write some new material. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of the songs I do are up to 8 years old or more. So they get boring to me, even if other people haven't heard it.
Yeah. Folks out there never heard those songs before. because you're not playing regularly, probably right. You've got some new people in the audience.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you released anything?
I have an EP that I did a few years ago. I did with a band called Shovels and Rope. They're from Charleston. Mm-hmm. They're kind of on the up and up right now. That's it. I think there are 5 songs on that EP. They have a few more, but no, I think a goal for mine in 2019 is to finish up a full length.
Your music career has gone for what, like 10, 12, 15 years, something like that?
Off and on for, 10 plus years, uh-huh. 12.
And so far, you've got one EP. Mm-hmm. Is it available anywhere? Is it something, did you physically release something or were it like downloaded
No,
tracks?
It's on Bandcamp.
Okay. All right, so you have a Bandcamp. If you mm-hmm. want to, you can go ahead and give everybody the address. They want to check that out.
It is, I think, just bandcamp.com/Jamie Resch, I believe.
Resch like fresh.
Resch like fresh.
Yeah.
And if you Google it, it should come. It should come up.
So what about 2019? We got a new year coming up. Do you think you're going to be doing pretty much what you're doing now? Or do you feel that maybe some new things will be happening? Are you working on some new songs at all? Are you thinking about it?
I've got a few songs. Yeah, I've got several things that just need to get past the bottleneck, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then, what I would like to do is have a set group of guys or girls and just get them real rehearsed and have something to just go out and sell for the next year.
Do you consider yourself a solo artist or do you usually do better with a band setting?
A band setting for sure. I've never played by myself mm-hmm. with exception of maybe like once or twice, a couple of songs. And it freaks the hell out of me to think about that.
It's a little bit better when you have some folks
up
there with
you.
Yes,
for sure. And I love a band setting and I love being able to, because when you write something, you hear it in your head how you want it to sound. And I mm-hmm. like to be able to put that together with mm-hmm. the different instruments and like
fill it out a little
play
bit.
It the way you hear it.
Right, exactly. So you hear it a little bit bigger in your head than you can do just as mm-hmm. up there with an acoustic guitar. You play acoustic guitar? Well, a guitar. What all do you play?
I play, when I play out, usually the acoustic guitar. I play a little bit of banjo. I can play the drums a little bit. I love the drums.
Seems
I'm
like
not
somebody
great at
told
it.
Me that you used to drum a little bit.
A very little bit, but I do love it. Like, I would do it all the time.
Who wouldn't like just having some sticks beating the hell out of something?
Exactly.
That's great. You got to get a drum kit. And I think it would be great if you got, a full-on band and you guys like had a regular thing going. Because I don't think we have enough ladies in music these days.
Oh, I agree. And it would be... Like, my heart would explode if I had a band of just all ladies in this town and just
that would
kicking
be great.
Ass. Yeah,
see, I would love that. Why can't we get that going?
I don't know.
Cindylicious. Do you know Cindy? Cindy Darst?
Yes, I do.
Cindylicious.
We've actually talked about that before. Yeah. She plays keyboard.
She has talked about that for years now, and I'm always like, do it. So we need to make that happen. That needs to be something you do in 2019,
I want to do it.
Yeah, I would love that. You can get someone I know to maybe do tambourine or something.
Yes.
That would be really cool.
We need a bass player. I think that's a big thing. And maybe, lead guitar player.
I would love that because the ladies need to get on stage. I understand that it's cool to have the ladies in the audience. But look, don't just go to the show because you dig what's happening on stage. Get up there and make some noise yourself. We need more of that.
Yeah, for sure. And it's hard to wrangle these boys. Seriously, though, I mean, I had a good band that I was really happy with for a while, but, everybody goes on and has other projects and gets busy, and it's a small town. Yeah. Everybody's spread thin.
Yeah, well, we've got one of those towns where one person is in 8 bands.
Exactly.
Yeah, we need some to just kind of go, this is my band, and let's make this kind of happen. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
As far as local bands, local talent here in South Central Kentucky, do you have any favorites? Anybody you say, hey, all they're playing tonight, I'm going to go check them out.
Man, Laura, maybe you can help me out with this. Besides the Josephines, I'm trying Sugar Daisy. Oh, they're a great band.
They are great.
They're a lot of fun, too. Yeah.
Yeah, those of you listening, we have a guest in the studio with us, Laura, which is an employee here at D93. You may know her. And friend of many here in the South Central Kentucky music scene, Jamie. And I think you're sometime handler of the Josephines.
Yeah.
You need to make her a staple in here. You should be like your Robin to your Howard Stern.
Well, I told her, and I'll just say this, that, and honestly, I think that she should do a local music program of her own, her very own.
I would love that.
Yeah, I think that she should. And we could easily show her how to push the buttons and turn the knobs.
Yeah.
And she could come in here and do one. Yeah. I think Laura would be great at that. So I don't know. Maybe someday that could happen. But she's big time involved in the local music scene. And, you know, she loves it. And I think it would be great. But anyway, enough about you, Laura. We're talking to Jamie.
Well,
go ahead.
I want her in 2019 to start playing my music. So.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
I'm her biggest fan.
Well, I've got a couple of tracks. I think that that you sent me when she came up here the first time to play or to promote something. And I think you said you have 5 songs. I don't know if I have all 5.
I know you have at least 1. I don't know if you have 2.
You got Turn It Loose. I know you've got that one.
Yeah, I've got that one. I've played that a couple of times. But yeah, in 2019, when do you see about you doing that? Now, just some random stuff, just for fun. What was your first concert, like real concert? Not like somebody local, but like you went to see, like, I don't know, Boys to Men, like your first real concert.
My first concert, I was in 4th grade, and it was Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh!
And Ted Nugent actually opened for him.
That's great. That's a good first concert. A lot of times you get stuff like, well, my mom wanted to go see Barry Manilow, and so we went. I'm like, well, it's Barry Manilow. He deserves some credit and some love. So Lynyrd Skynyrd with Ted Nugent.
Yes.
And how old were you?
I was in 4th grade. My dad took me.
We
had really good seats, too.
Did you? You were right up there.
Yes.
Did they wrap you up so your ears wouldn't explode and all
no,
that?
No. And honestly, when I left, I remember being like, Dad, I can't hear anything. Something's wrong with me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's normal.
Yeah. You'll be deaf for a couple of days now. Just watch my sign language to tell you what you need to be doing. So Lynyrd Skynyrd and Ted Nugent's first concert was that. Where was that?
Starwood, I believe.
Starwood Amphitheater. Yeah. How cool is that? And again, you were 4th grade. What year are we thinking?
93.
Let's talk about movies. See, I'm jumping all over.
Oh, my gosh.
I like to do that.
I could have prepared for this because my brain's going to explode, but yeah.
Are you into movies at all?
I do like movies.
What kind of movies do you like?
I like pretty much, let's see. Well, I'm going to do a nerd answer first. Like,
that's okay.
It might be expected. But I do like foreign films, like Italian, especially like Fellini, like kind of the dark shit.
Uh-huh. When you say the dark shit, what do you mean? You mean like
just kind of
killing or drama?
No,
or?
More just the visual. Yeah, film noir, but not, yeah.
Okay. How about your favorite cartoon character?
Maybe Natasha on Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Okay, really? Wow, that one's like deep, man. What's your secret? Go back to music. We'll go back to music because you're uncomfortable in this in the cartoon movie. We'll go back to music. What's your a band that you listen to that you're like, man, I cannot let my friends know that I listen to this band?
A lot of NXS.
NXS kicks
butt. That's not a shame.
No.
So that, you know, I don't know. I mean, a lot of things I listen to, I feel like aren't cool, quote unquote.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Yeah, but who cares if it's cool or not? If you dig it, that's all that matters.
Are you thinking like modern band or
anything? Like for me, a lot of people go, oh, you know, he's all like, you know, full on, you know, Megadeth and blood. I'm like, yeah, I love all that stuff, but I love music. Like today when I was, you know, getting up, getting ready and having breakfast and all that, I was listening to lounge music from the 50s and 60s. You know, I like all kinds of music. I like classical music. I like The Fix. Stuff that people are like, really? I figure you were just, you know, full on Kiss. I'm like, I like Kiss, but I can't listen to Kiss. Matter of fact, I rarely ever listen to Kiss when I'm away from here. So, you know.
Really?
Yeah. So stuff like that.
I know
that.
You don't like Beth.
I do not like Beth.
I heard that on the radio the other day. I heard you not letting a poor guy listen to Beth.
Beth is just not good. Beth is just that and Forever. They're just too, I mean, come on. They've got such great kick you in the you know what stuff. I want to hear that. I don't want to hear Beth. But anyway.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, my middle name is Beth, so I took personal offense to that.
I like the name Beth. That's a pretty name. But the song Beth, I don't care for that.
You know who I do love?
Okay.
Wheeler Walker Jr.
He is
and
great.
And it may not be something you'd expect from me, or maybe exactly what you'd expect from me, but I would bear his children.
That's
I love
a good
him.
One.
Yeah.
So you like him and you like his music.
I hope he's
fine. Yes. Yes. Oh, I'm sure he is.
See, that's
Wheeler, if you're out there in radio land.
That's a solid gold answer right there. Yeah. So I think he's got, what, 2 or 3 albums out now?
Yeah, he just released his 3rd album.
Do you have all 3?
I don't actually. I haven't bought any of it.
Do you have any of them?
Nope. Well, just do the...
I'll hook you up with one. I've got one. I'll hook you up with it. So just so you can
Oh, we were talking about Charleston.
Yeah.
A couple of guys I knew from there in the music scene are playing with him now, or maybe not. Like, I don't know if he's playing next year, but his drummer, Parker, he's a cool dude from... I've known for a long time.
That's cool.
His lap steel player. Yeah. So, yeah.
So you've got a little bit of connection.
Yeah, to Wheeler. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you go see him live?
Yeah, well, you know, we'll be engaged probably by this time next year.
You're totally into him. Yeah. You like the music and you're like, all right. I'll be your fan club president.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see. That's a great we went a long way around, but you gave me some gold right there. I like that. Now, those of you that don't know who that is, say his name again.
Wheeler Walker Jr.
Yeah. Go punch that in and listen.
Yeah. Go punch it in.
Yeah. Can you think of a song off the top of your head that they should check out?
Better Off Beaten Off is probably my favorite.
Okay. All right.
And, you know, he's got his classic. He's got Summers in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Fuck You, Bitch.
Uh-huh. So everybody check that out. Yeah. His name one more time.
Wheeler Walker Jr.
Okay. Do you know Brendan Graves at all?
I don't think so.
He's kind of he doesn't really do original music. He kind of pops up around town, like at, Doug's Motor City? Is that the name of it? Places like that. And we'll play like on a Wednesday night from like 6 to 9, that kind of stuff. And he absolutely loves Wheeler Walker. He's the one that turned me on to him. So
he's a Kentucky boy, too.
Yeah, everybody go look him up and check that out. Now, we're just about ready to wrap this up. Is there anything that you would like to add or that you'd like to ask me or anything you would like to put out there for anybody? Anything at all?
I can't think of anything. Actually, Tidballs, they're having their 17th anniversary on December 28th. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a lot of local musicians playing like a few songs, probably mostly solo. I think it'd be a good, I'm going to play a few songs, so everybody should come out.
Are you going to be solo or are you going to have a band?
I think I'm going to be solo.
Okay, so you will be a little nervous before.
I will be.
Okay, so everybody catch Jamie solo and again at Tidballs with the 28th.
The 28th of December.
Okay, and this will be, what, their 18th anniversary?
17th, I believe, 17th? Yeah.
Okay, so everybody make sure you check that out. Again, anything on the website you need to plug, website addresses, anything where you'll be or where you are?
No, I don't have much planned right now. You can buy my EP on Bandcamp if you want to go, or you can just listen to it.
Okay, now again, if you would say your name and spell your name so they can look all that up.
Jamie Resch, that's R-E-S-C-H. Resch like fresh.
Resch like fresh. That's how I learned it. Okay. Well, Jamie, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a little bit today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So in 2019, you're going to do more stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Revamping Super Tramp.
And get engaged to Wheeler Walker.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you have to invite us all to the wedding.
Aim high. Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
It's going to be a great year.
That's it. We wrapped it up. That's it. Done.
Thank you.